Yep, it's time. Welcome to this episode of the Geyer Cook Report. I'm trying something a little bit different in the audio, and hopefully it's going to work. So, if we go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, it'll look just like this. Oh, and to get it to look just like this, you have to watch this on YouTube. As soon as I get the edit done, you go to youtube.com, whack Geyer Cook, and you'll have the link there. Or you can go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, and when it's ready, this right here, see where it says link for today's episode of the Geyer Cook Report? Well, that's going to happen. And you can go to the archive and see all the episodes. There's over 380 some. But anyway, what we're doing today, we're going to the show notes. The Geyer Cook Report, what's on our mind? If you go to geyercookreport.podbean.com, I guess I can't say that too many times. Well, maybe I can. And then you'll see this link right there. And so you click it, and as if by magic, bazinga, there's the show notes. And there's a little blue thing here, get notifications. Be sure to click on that, and you get subscribed. You get an email notice from Push Crew that there's been an update. So, what we did, let me scroll back up a little bit. What we did was, what's on our mind? I woke up this morning, what's on our mind? Well, let's talk about speed tests that we use on our computer system and a couple of things we do with those speed tests. So, one of the uses I get from a speed test is if I'm paying a provider and I use Spectrum for bandwidth, am I getting that much bandwidth? Well, we ran this test. And Ookla is the test. It's come from Charter Communications, which is a subset of Spectrum, one of the companies they absorb, I guess. But we're all under the big main banner of Spectrum. Anyway, I'm paying for 100 megs down, 10 megs up. Well, I think I'm doing pretty good because you can see the download speed and the upload speed exceed what I'm paying for. And this is tested off of a server in Medford, Oregon, which is, according to Google Maps, 447.7 miles away from me. That's pretty good. Now, the other thing you can do a speed test from another company is if I want to test hosting, if a hosting company, and I use SiteGround, as you know, or maybe you didn't, is I test with GT Metrics against my website, which is the parent site, geyercookonlineservices.com. And then I get a test result back from GT Metrics. And I put the link in right there. If you go to gtmetrics.com and all that other stuff, you'll get to the full report. But basically, what I'm cranking right now, very proud to say, I got a page speed score of 93%, a YSLO score of 82%. That has to do with cookie on domains, and I haven't set up the fix for that. I will, but I haven't done it yet. The fully loaded time when everything is done loading, 2.6 seconds. So it's cat fast. I only make 18 requests and go to that URL, and you can see all the details on that. Now, the other thing that you can do, the GT Metrics, and there's a link there. You can sign up for free, get a free account. It does everything you need to do. As you know, these guys, and you know who they are, I can optimize your website. It'll work so well, right? Run a speed test on their website. If they're good at it, their site should be fast. Sometimes they have a really nice, pretty website, but it's dog slow. It's got a grade of C or D, and so you can use these tools. Like I said, both of them are free. GT Metrics is free, and the Ookla test. If you just go to Google and type in OOKLA, you'll get that speed test. This is off of Spectrum's website where I grabbed that image because pictures make it pretty. Okay? So go through that, look at those, and then go to the credits where we say, there they are. We say thanks for listening to the Geyer Cook Report. And appreciate you patrons. Couldn't do it without you. Also, there's a link in there that goes to the parent blog that's got all the show notes. There's a link to the parent website, the one we just showed you the speed test for. And then subscribe to the podcast, what you're listening to now. If you're listening, you can get a subscription there on Podbean. And also be a patron on Podbean. You can like, comment, and share this through iTunes, through YouTube. We'd appreciate it. And also rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. If you thought there was one takeaway you got from today's episode or any other episode you listen to, then explore that post from Sam Mallory. It's from back in 2016, but it still works. How to rate a podcast 5 stars. We hope for 5 stars. You can also support us. I think I said this already. Shout-outs, thanks to Fraser Ramsey, who one Thursday afternoon said, hey, you ought to do a podcast. Well, here we are doing one. Eileen Smith told us about Screencast-O-Matic. Just talked to her this morning. It is sleeting in Philly, so Eileen stayed home today. So if you need to get a hold of her, she's at the house. Thanks, Eileen, for scaring the Screencast-O-Matic link. It's been a wonder. Really, really has. And Facebook groups, there's two of them I'm going to talk about. There's one for friends just chatting. And you can also look for the Facebook group for the Geyer Cook Report. And many people said haven't said anything about that. And I thought I did enough, but evidently, such is not the case. So there's the shout out. Check out those Facebook groups. Look at the details. There's 5.5 lines of text, why we think SiteGround is a good choice for hosting. And again, like it always says, like, comment, and share us. Appreciate that. We go to the parent of this, the blog, the show notes are right there, like it says, 2018-02-07. That's today. The Geyer Cook Report, that's what's on our mind. And so in closing, I simply say, see you tomorrow. B2B Thursday, it's a wrap.